you're going to come out the other side of this transformed. I know God always uses things that are challenging and struggles for good, right? And so I think that there's purpose in our pain, right? And so I'm not saying I want you to stay there, but I'm saying it's good for you to work through it with the right kind of support.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Nourished and Thriving Show. I'm your host, Katie Lovett. I'm a registered dietitian on a mission to help you increase your impact and legacy on the world while healing your gut and reducing your IBS symptoms. I'm so grateful to have you here. Each week, I'll inspire you to live vibrantly and provide valuable resources and information that empowers you to take bold action towards your health goals. Before we dive in, make sure you follow or subscribe to my show wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. Ready? Let's go!
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Nourished and Thriving Show. So excited to talk with you guys today. And let me just say, if we are not talking on Instagram, we should be. My Instagram is always a busy, fun place, and I love talking with you guys. And today's episode actually was inspired by two different people who were asking the same question, like on the same day. So I was like, you know what? We need to do a podcast episode about this because I bet a lot more of you guys have these same questions. So if there's ever a podcast episode idea or something you want me to dive deeper on that I'm just not able to go as deep on, like on Instagram, because it's such short form content, let me know. I love, you know, getting all those questions. I'm here to serve you guys and help you. So if you have a topic that would be really, really helpful, I'd love to hear about it. So let's get into it. So today we're going to be talking about three things to look for when hiring somebody to get help with your gut. Now, I totally understand this is a question. So I, you know, have never hired anyone to help me with my gut health because I figured it out on my own because that's my job. But I have hired people to help me with my business. I did not go to business school. I went to nutrition school, which was heavy on the science, light on the business. And so it's just been really figuring it out as I go and hiring help along the way to help support me. And so I feel like even though it's not the exact same, there's a lot of congruencies between those two things. And I think that as I've hired different people and as I've evolved in my business, what I hire people to help me with has also evolved and changed and grown. So I really wanted to provide you guys with some insight into the lessons I've learned along the way with that too. So first of all, I realized whenever I was first starting out in business, I tried to do it myself, first of all, and that worked okay for a little bit, but I got limited results and really burned out really fast and went nowhere quick, right? And I bet a lot of you guys feel like that with your gut health if you're trying to DIY it. Like, you're researching all the things, you're doing all the things, you're trying random things, and you think it maybe should work, but you don't really even know what you're missing. Yeah, I've been there. It's tough. So the very first hires, well, set for several hires that I made, and some of them were great and some of them weren't great. And this is specifically in a business coach space, so not like hiring people onto my team, but hiring business coaches were really, I was looking for somebody to save me. I was looking for someone to fix it for me, to tell me what to do. I wanted to take a passive back seat and just be told what to do, all work merrily out and ride off into the sunset. Some of you guys might be there right now with your gut health too, where you are wanting someone to save you. You are wanting to hire. And I think our medical system is really set up where it's like this, where doctors are more of this like parent, like authoritarian position, and the patient is more childlike and supposed to just do what the doctor says. And the truth is that hasn't gotten you where you want to go. So why are you continuing to look for that? And what that ultimately ends up doing without you even realizing it is putting a lot of pressure and responsibility and then blame on the provider, when really that it was set up to fail from the beginning, right? Like with my business, like nobody could fix my business. Like it's my business. I had to fix it. I had to figure out what worked best for me and I really needed. No one person or program could come in and do it for me. And that's the same thing when it comes to your health. Like when you're looking for a gut health dietitian or a doctor or whatever, you can't be looking for your knight in shining armor riding in on your white horse to come save you and fix all your problems for you. Like you are going to have to fight the fight too and really roll up your sleeves and get dirty and play in the dirt of your health, so to speak, which is kind of a functional medicine. I guess that's a metaphor because I didn't use like or as. So it's not an analogy or a metaphor. Where, you know, like I'll just describe what it is. So if you've never heard of the functional medicine tree, okay, imagine a tree and you can see down into the soil with roots and all the way up out to the leaves with the pretty blue sky behind it. And the trunk of the tree is your genetics, okay? The branches of the tree are symptoms. And the leaves of the tree are diseases, disease diagnoses. Okay. Now working back down, you have symptoms, leaves are diseases, branches are symptoms, trunk is genetics. And then you get down into the root and the soil. And that is all stuff with nutrition and lifestyle changes. So you can affect how your trunk and your tree grows by changing what's in the soil. So whenever I say in functional medicine, we roll up our sleeves and get our hands dirty playing in the dirt, that's what I'm referring to. But in order to get the really great results that you're after, unfortunately, you can't just hire somebody and expect them to do the work for you and just expect to be able to take a really passive role. It's your health and your body, and you're an expert, and you have a lot to bring to the table. And quite honestly, like stepping onto a soapbox here for a minute, anyone who is a healthcare provider who treats you otherwise, run, okay? Like if you go someone and feel talked down to, not listened to, undervalued, your input is ignored, they're not a great fit for you. And it's really easy to sit there as the provider, you know, and see you for 15 minutes and tell you all the things to do and then seeing you again in 6 months or a year to recheck your labs. Like that's really easy to do. What's hard is rolling up your sleeves and getting dirty right alongside each other, right? That takes effort and time and energy to do, but it's what yields the best fruit, for lack of better terminology, since we're talking about apparently a fruit tree. You guys know I like my imagery and my descriptions. I think it helps. Okay, so that's first and foremost. You need to look for somebody who's going to help support you and help guide you, but not save you. Okay. And if you're looking for someone to completely save you, that's a mindset shift that maybe you need to make a little bit. Shifting your expectations, adjusting those a little bit, understanding what is it that I'm wanting help with and needing help with, because you're going to get such better results whenever you're really clear on those things going into a program. Like, in fact, that's something I help my clients work through if they're not clear on it, but it's really something we need to get very clear on before we start working like on actual nutrition changes and stuff, because they're going to get better results and they're going to be set up for success instead of feeling disappointed at the end because they weren't ever really clear on what they even wanted. Does that make sense? Cool. So once you're to that point, now you know what you're needing help with. You know you don't want to get saved. You're not going to get saved, but you need some help, right? And guidance and support. And that's cool. And that's where you're going to start looking for three key things. Okay. First of all, you're going to look at skills and competency of the provider. Okay. And this really, like, you're going to have to do your research, which I know you're all great at researching because you're all out there researching your gut symptoms and what supplements to take and what elimination diets are best and juice cleanses and all that. I get asked about that every single day. So y'all are good at researching. Research the providers that you're, you know, looking at. Research me. That's great. I'd love for you to dig into me and, you know, see, like, do they really have the skills and training and experience needed to get the help, to give me the help and support that I need, right? Do you see how now that first step of knowing what you even need before you start looking for somebody is super important. So do they have the skills and competency and training that's needed to help support me? So like, for example, I'm a registered dietitian, okay? I have an advanced credential in integrative and functional nutrition medicine. And I have an advanced certification in functional gut health nutrition, okay? So that's a lot of training. In addition to that, I'm in a gut health nutrition mastermind. So we're always reviewing the latest research. We're reviewing cases with each other, supporting each other, all of that. So it's like, you know, a mastermind where we're combining all of our collective experiences for each other's good. And I'm also, you know, consistently learning and educating myself and keeping up with all of the latest research. And I've helped hundreds of patients, you know, so I have a lot of experience under my belt and a lot of training under my belt. That's a lot different than somebody who took a functional nutrition course online without the mastermind or without the, you know, really heavy science background. They may not fully understand all of the biochemical processes in the bigger picture. Their, you know, site is going to maybe be more limited, or maybe an alternative provider where maybe they have some really great clinical anecdotal evidence, but they don't have the more expansive research training and all of that to be able to pivot and adjust if their typical treatment and approach isn't working, right? Does that make sense? So you're really needing to understand what skills and trainings and competencies and experiences does this provider have? And does that feel in line with what I am needing to get results? Okay. So that's the first thing, skills and competency. Second up, format. What's the format? Am I a person who really just wants to go meet one-on-one with somebody in person? Okay. Am I the kind of person who wants a course? I don't really want a lot of like one-on-one interaction. That's not my vibe. I just want to go learn. Okay. And take action, like take nuggets away as I can. Am I somebody who wants to meet one-on-one virtually? Am I somebody who wants kind of a mix of all of the things where we're meeting one-on-one virtually? There's also a course component that's self-paced and a community for support. There's all of those combinations and more available online these days, which is so cool, but you may not really realize that or understand all of the differences. And then a key thing to ask also whenever you're signing up for something, especially online, because it's a little bit harder to like fully understand what you're doing, is are you going to actually be coached by the person that you've been talking with online or the person that you're on a sales call with or having a conversation with? Or is that the salesperson and then the coach is someone else? Or does the CEO or main like owner of the business handle the sales and then hand off clients to health coaches or other dietitians? Like really ask who's going to be doing the meat of the work with me. Is it you or is it somebody else? If it's somebody else, that's okay. Like we all run businesses, right? And we're all gifted and really great fits at certain things. And maybe they have, if they're not the ones doing the coaching, maybe they have a great fit in their program who's doing coaching, who's even better, you know, but that's something that you would want to be aware of and ask because not everyone knows that. So in gut rehab right now, I actually am the one that's doing all of the training. That may shift some in the future. I'm looking at ways to always serve my clients in an even better way. And I know that sometimes that's not me, it's somebody else. And so I always love providing great resources for my people. So that's the second question. So first, skills and competency of the provider. Second is format of the support you're getting. And then third is connection. Do you have a connection with this person? And that's one reason I was saying you need to ask who's going to be actually coaching you in the program and helping you because you want to make sure you have a connection with that person. So great ways to really check this are, is the content that they're posting on Instagram really resonating with me? And I feel like, oh my gosh, they read my mind, right? Do they feel like they really understand what I'm going through? Are they speaking in a way that aligns with how I speak and my vision and values? Like, is somebody swearing all the time and that's not something you're really comfortable with, or you want to be able to listen to trainings with your kids and you're like, I can't really, like, that's not really appropriate? Or, you know, do they have a religious background or a spiritual background? Like, is that aligned with your, you know, beliefs and background? Do they have a similar energy as you? Do they make you feel valued and, you know, supported and encouraged and all of the ways that you need to feel valued and supported and encouraged. So just because you don't have a connection with that person doesn't mean that there's something wrong with them. It just means maybe they're not the best fit for you. And that's okay. Like, I don't want to work with people who don't feel like they're connected to me or they have a good connection or we're communicating clearly with each other, because they're not going to get the great results that I want them to get. There's so many people out there. There's enough people out there for everyone to find the right person, right? So that's the third thing is connection. Like, do you have a connection to that person? So I hope that this was helpful for you guys. Like I said at the beginning, if you have any other topics that you are like really wanting to know about, or you've heard something somewhere and you're curious on my take about it, let me know. Like I said, this was just a couple of questions that a couple of people asked me really close together. I was like, we need a podcast. So first of all, nobody's going to save you. I'm sorry. I know. I wish it was that easy. I say, I wish I could wave my magic wand and make everything better. But you are going to grow so much through this gut healing journey. You're going to come out the other side of this transformed. I know God always uses things that are challenging and struggles for good, right? And so I think that there's purpose in our pain, right? And so I'm not saying I want you to stay there, but I'm saying it's good for you to work through it with the right kind of support. So no one's going to save you. Look for skills and competency that align with what you're needing help with. Make sure to format vibes with you and look for somebody who you feel connected to. So if I am those things for you and you would like to learn more information about gut rehab, I'd love to talk with you. Hit me up in Instagram in the DMs, send me an email, and we'll talk soon. Y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for listening to the entire episode. I hope you are feeling inspired and empowered to take bold action towards your health goals. If you enjoy what you heard, don't forget to follow my show so you never miss a new episode. And it would mean the world to me if you left me a review so others knew what to expect from my show. Last, get in touch. Let me know what bold action you're taking. Let me know how you're inspired. Follow me on Instagram at the_healthygut_dietitian. I've put a link in my show notes for you so you can simply click and follow. Come say hi. I respond to all my messages and I can't wait to get in touch.